And yesterday, Jay Gruden comes out and says, listen, we, the plan right now is for Jordan Reed to play. He's been ineffective in two games since he returned from the shoulder injury. We talked yesterday, Tony. We didn't even think he wanted to play. He got thrown out intentionally because his shoulder really hurt. Right? So, like,
yep.
So let me start there. As a fantasy owner, as a Jordan Reed owner, should we be playing Jordan Reed this week?
I have the option in the championship game, and I made a mistake and used him last week, and I won't make the mistake twice. I'll use Jack Doyle instead of him.
Scott?
Really? I agree with Tony. It's, you know, he's out there, but it's clear he's far from anywhere 100%. We'll hear more from Dr. A today, but you know, he's just, he's not, it's almost like he's out there as like a decoy. And, you
in
know,
a way.
They're throwing other people. He'll command the defensive attention because if he's out there, defenses will give him the respect and treat him like a threat, but he hasn't been a threat.
Corey?
I'm having a hard time sitting him against Chicago. I really would.
He hasn't done anything.
I understand he hasn't been that good.
Carolina was terrible against a tight end all year, and he didn't do anything.
He has two catches in his last two games.
That's a tough call, fellas.
It's not.
I don't think it is. I don't think you can start him.
Sit
really?
Him.
He's shown nothing.
Carolina's been horrible against the tight end all year. He did nothing.
And you saw a guy just hits him in the shoulder. He goes down.
I don't have this decision because I don't draft him because I know how soft he is.
So that brings me back to my league, where in the finals, one of the two owners owns Jordan Reed. He started in the last couple of weeks. Jordan Reed was his only tight end. And he started Jordan Reed each of the last 2 weeks. He's currently in his lineup now because he doesn't own another tight end. Corey, you've spoken about how waivers this week is simply to block people. There's nobody out there to pick up. It's all about blocking your opponent. So the guy's opponent in the finals has Fab left. This person that owns Jordan Reed does not. He's got nothing left. So our waivers ran last night.
Mm-hmm.
And the opponent of the guy that has Jordan Reed spent $1 on Charles Clay, $1 on Jared Cook, $1 on Ryan Griffin, $1 on Deion Sims, $1 on Jesse James.
Who'd he cut?
I love it.
Didn't matter because he's not going to play it.
He even put $1 on Jesse James.
Because Darius Green got
it. Who hasn't done anything recently?
Right. So he wound up cutting the Kansas City defense, so I guess he's not starting this week.
Yeah.
Devontae Booker.
Oh, yeah.
Marquise Lee.
Yeah. Oh, if the guy has no Fab and no zero bids, there's no way he can get any players anyway.
So he can get all the players back if he wants.
That's excellent, general manager. We need to get that guy a game sticker.
That is.
Who's your give your boy a helmet sticker?
Give him a bell ring.
Yeah, give him a bell ring. That's how you play week 16 right there.
That's excellent management right there.
I would love to do that to Scott 1 year. You know what I'm saying?
He even dropped Taylor Gabriel because he can get him back.
Yeah, exactly.
He can get every one of these guys back. By the time the games roll around on Saturday, because he has money left.
But the thing about it is the guy still has Jordan Reed, and if Jordan Reed goes off, then he's like, wow, I should let him pick up Ladarius Green.
After what we've seen from Reed the last 2 weeks, though, it's, it doesn't seem likely. I mean, anything can happen, but it doesn't seem likely. It
doesn't seem likely that Jordan Reed's going to outscore Ladarius Green?
Ladarius Green's concussed.
Ladarius Green might not play, so that can happen. Yes, Corey.
So, but it's a bunch of tight ends that he picked up. Would you be shocked if Jordan Reed outscored everybody that guy picked up? Jordan Reed, the number two fantasy scoring tight end on the year?
I don't think
we could look at Jordan Reed in the kind of lens you're looking at him right now. You're just looking at him overall. I'm looking at the injured Jordan Reed, who's done nothing the last 2 weeks.
Two catches, 2 weeks. He got bumped.
Bumped in the shoulder.
Came out of the game.
Yeah.
Remember Dr. A was saying like the week he got injured said, you know, he shouldn't come back from it.
You got to ask Dr. A, Corey, when he comes on. Dr. A.
That's how we got to figure it out. Yep.
Yeah. To me, I think this Jordan Reed thing is not a... It's the thing I want to avoid this week. You know, you're right. Corey, you're right. Would it surprise you if Jordan Reed has a couple touchdowns? No. Absolutely not. But I don't... There has to be a healthier guy and a better guy that has a better opportunity to do so.
And I always say, when you're in doubt, always go with the healthy alternative.
You do say that.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Even if the healthy alternative is Hunter Henry?
Hunter Henry plays the Browns. The Browns have been the worst team against the tight end all year long.
And Antonio Gates might score 2 touchdowns.
He could.
You know what? They both might catch a touchdown pass.
Mm. I start Hunter Henry.
I would go with Hunter Henry.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Tony?
I would go, I would actually look the tight end waiver wire and see if I could get like a Ryan Griffin.
Yeah, I like Ryan Griffin too. As long as C.J. Fedorowicz doesn't play, obviously, I think Ryan Griffin's a good start over those guys. I agree with that.